Chapter 20. Arrival. 3 days later. It had been 3 days since Princess Twilight Sparkle made a visit to her adoptive parents, Nightlight and Twilight Velvet. With that visit, all of Twilight's remaining fears and doubts about returning to Equestria were swept cleanly away. All except for one thing. Twilight had yet to encounter Shining Armor for any significant amount of time. She would occasionally spot him performing his duty as captain of the Solar Guard, but that was it. However, on this occasion, she would have little time to dwell on her and her brother's damaged relationship, for Canterlot was abuzz with both anticipation and some lingering fears as dignitaries from the Badlands Hive were finally due to arrive. Equestria's media was going haywire after Celestia's initial announcement on Twilight's return. Headlines surrounding the event dominated above all else. Even a celebrity breakup was pushed aside in favor of this bombshell. Headlines included Twilight Sparkle, Changeling Princess, Invader or Negotiator, the Princess Twilight Debate, Changeling Diplomatic Relations, Yay or Nay. Of course, there were also the fearmongers, mainly from the daily Canterlot newspaper, CNN, Canterlot News Network. End is nigh, changelings infiltrate and manipulate royalty. Twilight herself had barely left the castle since arriving, barring the one visit to her parents' house and a trip to Donut Joe's a day later, who was all too happy to host Twilight and her interesting entourage. Twilight now stood in front of the main gates of Canterlot Castle, with Princess Celestia standing just to the left of her. To Twilight's right, her five guards stood lined up in a uniform formation, which was mirrored by Celestia's five solar guards on her left hoof side. The road leading from the castle was lined with barriers and guards, keeping at bay the mass of intrigued onlookers and nosy media journalists all wanting that career-defining interview. Just across from them, a carriage was just pulling up, said carriage being surrounded by an escort of guards. Out of the carriage into the gleaming sunlight of the beautiful Canterlot morning stepped three rather standard-looking changelings. But according to Chrysalis, they were the three most accomplished diplomats within the Hive, having spent a great amount of time at other hives negotiating all sorts of deals when the Queen herself was otherwise engaged. As the three approached, their escort kept a respectful distance, and the three changelings did an excellent job of blocking out the sudden hammering of questions from the reporters and the flashing of cameras. They could honestly say, in all their years working as ambassadors to other hives, they had never arrived to such a wide amount of interest and fanfare. Ponies were indeed curious creatures. As the three approached Celestia and Twilight, they were ready to greet them, Twilight doing her best not to look overly nervous, and Celestia, with her usual motherly and welcoming smile, perfected by over 1,000 years of ruling Equestria. "Princess Celestia," the lead changeling bowed. "An honor to make your acquaintance." He spoke with practiced professionalism.
"The honor is mine. May this be the beginning of a long and lasting peace between our two peoples."
"As is also our wish, Princess Celestia."
The diplomat turned to his princess next, bowing again.
"Your Highness, permission to begin diplomatic negotiations with the nation of Equestria at your leisure."
Twilight was surprised at the question, but she quickly recovered and cleared her throat.
"Of course. You may begin."
"Oh, that fanfare just makes me glad I'm not in attendance,"
Chrysalis remarked.
"Speaking of which, why aren't you here? Shouldn't the Queen be here for this, not just the Princess? Having saved Equestria twice already, ponies are more likely to trust you. Myself, on the other hoof..."
"Yeah, I hear ya. I promise I won't let you down."
"I know you won't. You'll do just fine, my daughter."
Focusing back on the here and now, Twilight saw the diplomat and Celestia finish up a few more words to each other before the latter motioned the others to follow her into the looming castle itself.
"How are you doing, Twilight?"
Celestia asked as they walked through the castle gates, their respective guards and the newly arrived diplomats following closely behind the two royals.
"Huh? Good. If you would have asked me a week and a half ago and said this is what I would be doing, I would have thought you were crazier than Pinkie Pie."
"Life does throw us strange hurdles," Celestia remarked almost sadly.
Twilight looked up at her mentor, concern coloring her words.
"Are you okay, Princess?"
Celestia smiled at Twilight.
"I'm fine, my student, just reminiscing."
The massive front doors of the castle closed behind them with a loud thump. Many of the guards moved on to their normal posts, only leaving the location's usual detail and the royals' personal guards remaining. Raven had shown up to show the recently arrived changelings to their rooms and show them the areas of the castle they were authorized to wander.
"So, what now? Are we still on for tonight?"
Twilight asked Celestia. She nodded.
"Of course. Okay, then. Until then, I've been wanting to..."
Twilight started to walk away, but was quickly stopped.
"Twilight,"
Celestia spoke up again,
"the meeting isn't until this afternoon, and I believe you have someplace to be right now. Correct?"
Twilight took on a look of confusion.
"What are you talking about? I believe you made a promise to Rainbow Dash. Something about flying lessons, if I recall,"
Celestia pointed out, a smirk making its way across her muzzle.
"Oh my gosh, I completely forgot! Oh, she's going to be mad. Sorry, Princess, I've got to run!"
Twilight said as she dashed off down a hallway, away from a highly amused Celestia.
"She's in the gardens, Twilight. In the other direction,"
she called after her protege. Twilight locked all four legs and started sliding across the marble until she opened her wings like an air brake.
"Oh, right,"
she said sheepishly, turning around and bolting in the opposite direction as her guards tried to keep up. Before the end of the negotiations, Cardus was definitely going to have a conniption. Princess Miyamori Cadenza strolled through the halls of Canterlot Castle, towards the guard barracks, where she knew her fiancé would be. The wedding, they had decided, would now take place after the diplomatic meetings were over. Suffice to say, Chrysalis was not invited. Sure enough, she soon reached the barracks, and she quickly found Shining in his own office. He was reviewing a bunch of reports from his underlings, as well as some request or another from his lunar counterpart, Vladimir, as well as a complaint from a castle staff member about a loudmouth EUP sergeant. Cadence could only imagine that that was a long shot. What she didn't expect, however, was to arrive to find Captain Cardus already there, and beginning some sort of dialogue with the Solar Captain. Cadence stood by the door to listen in.
"Besides, shouldn't you be protecting my sister?"
Shining glared.
"My squad can handle that. Besides, she's why I'm here."
"Really?"
Shining Armor deadpanned.
"Really?"
Cardus replied.
"You know how terrified she was of rejection."
Shining sighed.
"I can hazard a guess." "Can you now? Look, Cardus, was it? I know I messed up, and I don't need you telling me that. Besides, my family is my business,"
Shining said, trying to close the conversation.
"And the emotional well-being of my friend is mine,"
Cardus growled. With Shining's attention recaptured, Cardus continued.
"Do you want to know what I said to her about her fears? I said, I know the importance of family first, Hoof, and I think this shouldn't change a damn thing between you and your pony family, and I meant it. It shouldn't change a damn thing. She's still your... What did Twilight say you call her? SBFF?
LSBFF, Shining corrected. Little sister best friend forever.
After a few moments of contemplation, Shining said next,
Tell me, Cardas, how do I dig my way out of this one? After what I said...
Just talk to her. Is it really that difficult?
Do you have a little sister?
No, but I have a wife. Like any couple, we've fought, said things we've come to regret, but we talked and sorted things out. It's not really that different.
Shining sighed.
Cadence made the same suggestion.
That's because it's a good one.
Cadence finally made her presence known.
You should listen to us, Shiny. Just talk to her. It's not too late.
Shining stared down at his desk a few moments before gaining a look of steely determination.
I'll do it.
Both Cadence and Cardas breathed a sigh of relief. It was time to put this drama to rest.
I'm stuck today with my duties, and she with hers, if I recall,
Shining continued.
But I can pull a few strings with Princess Celestia and get leave for tomorrow. I'll catch her after the day's meeting.
Sounds like a plan,
Cadence agreed.
Now, if we're done here, I best return to my squad,
Cardas said as he turned to leave.
Hold on, Cardas, Shining called. Me, Vlad, and Longshot are getting drinks later. Care to join us?
Cardas smiled.
It'd be my pleasure.